Edissa Weeks is a multidisciplinary artist currently in residence with Hobart and William Smith College's dance department. She's on campus performing and presenting workshops, and she's creating the components of a future performance.
I'm in the process of making 1,865 roots out of paper and twine. 1865 represents the last year of legalized chattel slavery in America. And it's for a performance installation that I'm doing and which I'll be performing in March of 2020 on Liberty.
But Weeks isn't making the roots alone.
It takes time to make 1,865 roots. So I'm inviting people to join me and I'm having roots parties. It's sort of like I call it a mashup between a sewing bee and barbershop talk, where we generally have a discussion related to liberty in America.
This isn't Weeks' first visit to Geneva. She's had an opportunity to talk to people about issues facing the community. Those interactions provided focus for this evening's roots party at the Geneva Public Library.
When I was here in August, I talked to several people about what are issues within the community. And one thing that I heard several people talk about was the lack of multiple supermarkets in Geneva, New York, and especially with Tops closing, there's only one now, which is Wegmans, which is wonderful, but it's only in one section. And how do other communities in Geneva actually have access to food? And what are the issues around a food desert? Why do food deserts exist? How can we change that?
Tonight's Roots Party will include food from El Moro Restaurant, and Deacon Henry Farrow and Teresa Schaefer from Food Justice of Geneva will be on hand for the discussion about food justice in Geneva. The event is open to the public from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m.